Début du dialogue 5.
So, how did you get here today?
I came on the tube. An absolute nightmare. Too many people and too expensive. If you live out in the suburbs in North London, for instance, your monthly travel card will cost you over £300. Far too much.
Have you ever been to Tallinn?
No. Where is it? And why do you ask?
Tallinn is the capital of Estonia, and I'm mentioning it because a few months ago, Tallinn became the world's first capital city to offer a completely free public transport network. It's only visitors who will have to pay just over £1 for one ticket. Tallinn has 4 tram lines, 8 trolleybus lines and dozens of bus routes, all of them free for residents, all the time.
Sounds too good to be true. But how do they pay for it? And did they ask the inhabitants of the city what they thought?
Yes, they had a referendum on the subject. People who opposed the proposal said the mayor of the city was just trying to gain in popularity. But when it came to the vote, 75% of Tallinn residents voted in favour of the mayor's project of free transport. The mayor said he had several reasons for proposing it. He wanted to make Tallinn Europe's greenest city, and free public transport would encourage drivers to leave their cars at home. He said this was a good social programme too, and would help poor people to get around.
I shouldn't think there are many mayors in the world offering free transport to the residents.
Actually, free public transport isn't as rare as you'd think. The Flemish city of Hasselt has free transport, as do Aubagne, Châteauroux and Compiègne in France. There are several North American cities that have free systems, including Chapel Hill in North Carolina and Marion in Indiana. And other big cities are going to be watching the Tallinn experiment with great interest. Helsinki in Finland could apparently be interested in following their lead, as well as 2 other Baltic capitals.
But we still haven't got to the main point. Who's going to pay for the cost of the transport? If the city's inhabitants don't pay any fares to travel around the city, then who's going to finance the transport authority?
That's true. In Tallinn, it's been calculated that 33% of public transport revenue comes from tickets. The rest must come from local government subsidies, and a lot from advertising. But you're right, somebody's got to pay.
I can't imagine Transport for London, which is responsible for all the public transport in London, being very interested in this idea.
You're right. When someone asked Transport for London what they thought about the Tallinn idea, they thought it was strange that anyone should dream of asking the question. Their spokesman pointed out that just one of the London Underground lines, the Victoria line, carried more people in a day than Tallinn's entire population of 416,000 people. So it's not at all feasible for London. Travel is free in London on one night in the year, New Year's Eve, but that's paid for by companies. Appropriately enough, it's a huge drinks company which sponsored it last time.
What about the environmental organisations? I think they'd be in favour of free transport.
Actually, they're a bit divided. Some of them say it's right that travellers should contribute towards the cost of their travel.
The more radical organisations say that it should all be free, I suppose.
Yes, one of them argues, like the mayor of Tallinn, that it would help poorer people. They also say free transport would create more jobs, as you need more staff to carry the increased number of passengers, and that it would reduce the need for expensive road building, as people would use their cars less. In addition, as the cost of treating people involved in road accidents is very high, the savings made in those areas could be used to subsidise the transport.
I don't think we're likely to see free public transport in Britain in the near future. I suggest people use free transport like me, cycling or even walking.
Fin du dialogue 5.